Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Just a Pill this Thursday. I'm your host, Winnell, and we are giving praise and honor to the Most High God for episode 40. As you know, 40 is important. 40. Because the people were in the wilderness for 40 years and they were able to come on out, Joshua and Caleb and his crew, out of the wilderness. 40 years. So 40 is a phenomenal number. We've made it to episode 40. That means we've been going strong for 40 weeks straight. And I am so thankful. Y'all don't know the tribulation that occurred before this show, but I have something awesome to show to you today, and we're going to get to it. So without further delay, thank you again for joining us here at Just a Pill. This show is called The Aftermath. Every day, y'all, every day, we might be challenged. We are confronted. We will be enlightened. God will give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Our goal is to continue to build, to walk by faith and not by sight, to continue to praise Him, to continue to learn and study His Word, to continue to fast, continue to go against the grain. We might be persecuted. We will get hated upon, but let me tell you what I read today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jeremiah 33, y'all better read it for yourselves, but he says that he will heal his people with peace and truth, glory. So I'm so excited to join today, and I'm just thanking him because I'm telling y'all, when I get into the meat of this show, you're going to understand all that I had to get through to get here at this moment. So last week we chopped it up about discerning the spirits in this day and age and the power we have through the Holy Spirit and addressing these spirits with the name of Jesus. Spirit of discernment, glory. Again, call me at 213-943-3794, 213-943-3794 here at Just a Pill. But after we have done all of that, what is the potential aftermath? Can it be happy-go-lucky all the time? That was the question I was asking. Like, Lord, I'm doing your will. Like, let's roll. There's full of joy. Well, let's check this out. Let's check out the story of Paul and Silas. We talked about that last week, and we're going to talk about it some more this week. So turn to Acts chapter 16, because we're going to look at Paul and Silas. Again, we talked about discerning the spirits, and we noticed that there is this young girl. I don't know if she's young, but it says a damsel who had a spirit of divination. So look in Acts chapter 16, verse 16. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. Continue on for days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. So just to clarify, Paul and Silas, they're walking to a prayer meeting. They see this woman with a spirit of divination because of the Holy Spirit told Paul, this ain't from God, this is from the pits of hell, an evil spirit. So he rebuked her and delivered the spirit out of her just by using the power and authority given to him through who? Jesus Christ. And when her master saw that the hope of their gains was gone, because they was getting money from her, all right, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers and brought them to the magistrates, saying, these men being Jews do exceedingly trouble our city and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe and be in Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes, took off their clothes, and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely.
who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. So they were thrown to jail. Let me get my words. I'm just so happy. Thrown in jail, and they had chains. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Remember this, Acts 16, verse 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, opposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Let's talk about it. 29. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" What? And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house." And they spoke unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Okay, that's the King James Version. You might need to look in the NIV, NLT. But let's break it down. Y'all ready? Let's do this. We see a woman delivered. Hallelujah. People hated on her deliverance. They threw Paul and Silas in jail. They beat them down. And now we see another deliverance happen. And that's why this show is called The Aftermath. Now, after this damsel was delivered, we see two greedy men getting ticked off at Paul and Silas while they're on their way to a prayer service. You just know they're minding their business. And then a couple of scriptures later, they get beat up of some mess. And boom, now they're in prison. Seriously, what is really going on? Sometimes I think as Christians, we sometimes believe we can be on our merry little way, minding our own business. We are binding, we are praying, and we're loosing and fasting like crazy. But that moment does not always bring a peaceful interaction. Okay, let's talk about it all the time. We might experience where we are doing the work of God, and here it comes, hitting us in our face, friction. And that's just the nice way to say it. Call me at 213-943-3794, 213-943-3794, to let me know what you're thinking. You can check out our blog, justapillblog.blogspot.com, for more encouragement, just infusing your day with God's word. So let's get back to the text. We're in Acts chapter 16, starting at verse 14. What I'm seeing in this is that Paul and Silas have bumps, bruises, scratches, and fresh, bloody wounds because they got beat up for doing the right thing. And now, in the midst of this pain and agony, they are praising God. And shortly after this praise and worship session, we see a miracle. I mean, really, seriously, did they expect that this miracle was going to go down? What is a miracle? I'm glad you asked. The miracle is this. Here comes this huge earthquake. The prison doors are open. Remember, they had chains on, so no longer are they chained. And they are not only delivered from a physical jail cell, but another man is delivered
from a spiritual jail house as well, along with his family. So let's just count how many deliverances have we seen in these scriptures right here. We saw one with the woman who has the divination spirit. Now we see that Paul and Silas are being released by God himself. And three, a man is coming into the faith believing that Jesus Christ is Lord. And not only was he saved, but it says his house. We don't even know how many people were in his house, but let's assume that it was a lot. Miracle after miracle. This is the aftermath, y'all. This is the aftermath. So let's talk about this experience that I had recently. Well, it might have been this whole week, to tell you the truth. But it gets to the point where you are in your word. You are seeing miracle signs and wonders literally right before your eyes. You have walked by faith. And that's what I've been doing. Just like, man, Lord, you are going quick. You are doing things fast. And here comes the test. Yeah, I'm going to be real. I had a test. What's today? Thursday. So I had a test on Tuesday. Rolling. Do you hear me? And I heard the Holy Spirit say, this is a test. I was like, okay, good. And I'm like, yes, I passed the test. Hallelujah. Well, here comes the other test. I was like, Lord, seriously? Are we done? I mean, you just gave me one yesterday. And I could just feel like this one was a little bit harder than the test the day before, but it was becoming repetitive. I'm thinking, okay, I passed this test, I'm done, but it started coming again, different way, different form, pressing through. Thank you, Lord, for prayer. So was able to rest down, and I asked the Lord, give me some revelation, Lord, give me some revelation. But this particular time, I decided to suit up. And when I say suit up, rather than just go on YouTube sermons, I decided, let me just get in my word a little longer than I did the night before. Okay, moving forward, I'm like, okay, it's all good. It's all well. Let's do this. I'm just happy. Yes, singing praises, receiving the word. Here comes the test, and it was stronger in the past 2 days. And I'm like, what? Like, seriously? And the reason why I'm saying seriously, because you got to know this. Saints are praying. There are faithful saints. And I know a prayer line, I'm telling y'all, for the past, if not 7 to 8 years, praying every Monday. They go so hard, okay? So what I'm just trying to say is that there are faithful saints that are doing what God has asked them to do and what's required of them in their destiny, but the tests are constantly coming their way. And when people are being saved, healed, delivered, that does not mean the tests are going to stop. Glory. So we see the aftermath of a very particular test for Paul and Silas. They did not curse God because they landed in jail. They were praising and worshiping him. So let's talk about, let's see why they're doing that. Not just because the Holy Spirit just pushed them. That is true. But it said in Isaiah 61, glory, hallelujah. Let's look, y'all. Let's look. Look in Isaiah 61. And I'm going through my Bible as we speak. Isaiah 61. Let's talk about it. The Spirit of the Lord of God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. What? Yes, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That's where I want us to sit right there. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. We see that Paul and Silas, did the right thing. But because they did the right thing, and here we have these evil spirits who are greedy, decided, y'all, they ain't taking money for us. We're going to beat them up. Not only beat them up, we're going to throw them in jail. And they had a spirit of anguish and anxiety, but as you can see, they know the formula to take the spirit of heaviness off. We need to what? Praise and worship. And that's where the miracle comes in. I feel the fire up in this belly. That's why I said episode 40 was going to be off the chain, because Satan did everything he could to persuade me not to even get on this radio show today. But the devil is a liar, because I remember this, that the word is my weapon. So when that third test came and it was hotter in this furnace this time, I took this word out and I began to just say it verbatim for the Psalms 1, and I declared, and I started decreeing, and I started prophesizing, and I started remembering how awesome the word, the promises of my God is. And not only that, they will be what? Fulfilled. Hallelujah. So I'm believing that Paul and Silas felt this fire that would not be consumed by no pain, no spirit of heaviness, no bruises and wounds, the physical part. They were in the midst of the power and the presence of the Lord. And we see that when we lift the praises up on high, God does miracles. The miracle was not just only that they were able to walk through the prison cell. The miracle was that here is this man about to kill himself. Because if they would have just bounced, the people was going to come at him. He was about to kill himself. He and Paul says, hold on, brother. Don't do it. We're here. They did the right thing, because they could have left anyway. They could have just scurried along, ran out the prison along with the other prisoners, but they stayed. That's a whole other story right there. Doing the right thing when the opportunity to do everything wrong is right in front of you. But moving forward, so we do see that not only the miracle is that God just swings the doors open, loses the chains, but here is a man saved, delivered. Okay, this is part three. He is in awe of the praise and the worship. Do you see the magnitude of this one moment? The aftermath is when we as saints, listen to me well and listen to me good, when we are doing all that we can to fight this battle, you better believe that God is going to continue to fight for you. Do you understand what I'm saying? I know you understand what I'm saying. And not only that, but you are doing the work. You are believing and achieving as far as walking by faith. Paul literally just told that demon to go in the name of Jesus, and the demon left with the damsel, right? Immediately. And here we have him in trouble, as the world would say, like, oh, well, he shouldn't have did that, because if he didn't do that, he wouldn't be in jail. No, we don't roll like that. And that's what God has reminded me today in this aftermath. We don't roll like the world. We have a destiny. It is so interesting enough. Here you have Paul and Silas walking down to a prayer service, because a woman, if you look ahead of verse 13 in chapter 16 of Acts, you see that here was Lydia. Her household was saved as well. So they are just coming at the people like, look, take it, leave it, dust your feet. But they are moving accordingly. And that's what God expects of us, despite the friction that we will face. Glory, because I know, y'all, it is difficult. You're just like, you gotta be kidding me. Are you serious right now? So let me tell you about my aftermath. So after it's all said and done, finally get the peace. When I say get the peace, my body is just relaxed. I'm in the word. I'm just thanking him that he put the word ahead of time so I could just dwell on it later. And y'all know that I have a business that I'm running. I'm telling you, y'all, I am telling you, because I just got righteously upset with Satan. And I told him, you ain't going to take what God has promised me. And according to Ephesians, I have all the spiritual blessings. Glory. I've been healed by the what? The truth and his peace. You better look at Jeremiah 33. I've been healed because that's what he said. I've been cleansed. That's what he said. And that he would make every crookedness up in this little heart straight. So I'm letting you know, Satan, I know God's word, and I believe God's word, and he's going to do this for me. So you ain't going to take what I got off of some demon rolling around up in my head trying to persuade me to do fall for doubt and to not believe my God on the Most High. I mean, y'all, it got so real. Like, I was just in fight mode. For real, putting the whole armor on, and that's that helmet of what? Salvation. Because what the devil was trying to do, he was trying to take my faith, the breastplate of what? Righteousness. You better talk about it. The shield of what? Faith. He's trying to steal all that I got, but the Holy Spirit, which is our floor, the Holy Spirit just started to write the word upon my lips. And that's why it's so important that you better speak life into the situation, because I started speaking life. I was in such a zone. I don't even know when I say I don't know where I was, but I know I was in the presence of God. Like, the Holy Spirit just had me so locked in. And it was just awesome. Yes. So my question to you, everybody that's listening, just for a hot second, think about it. What are your aftermath in your own life? You are currently conducting faithful business. Let's talk about what does faithful business look like. Following Jesus, carrying your cross, you're denying yourself. You know, that's super hard. You know, it's super hard, y'all. Exercising your faith, you're walking with power and authority because you're believing in what Jesus has done, because he has what? Resurrected. He has redeemed you. You have power and authority because he lives right now. Today he has given you the keys to the kingdom. Shut it down. Yes. And then here comes the aftermath. Oh, you feel like you get slapped in your face, and because of the friction, somebody else was delivered. Ooh, this is how his kingdom works. Somebody was saved. Somebody was healed. I just got to keep thinking about and renewing my mind, because I've been asking the Lord to just renew my mind in such a way. And I'm starting to see a pattern, not only in my life, but really looking in the word of God, that just because it looks a hot mess does not mean it is going to be a mess. And you have to look past the first step. It's as though God is telling you to look beyond that first door. Use your wisdom that I have given you from heaven to see what is actually behind this door. And that is the spirit of discernment. Because like last week, we talked about testing the spirits, as it says in 1 John chapter 4, to test the spirits. And I read today about distractions, that we have to test the spirits to be super loaded down with the spirit of discernment, so we recognize what is from God and what is from Satan, what is going to take our time, what is going to steal our time and just move us away or cause stagnation and delay, and what we are called to do. Because I'm going to tell you now, and I'm not going to play the what if game, but sometimes you got to think about, okay, well, if I decide to do X, Y, and Z, it's not going to get me to the destiny. And you have to be so stone cold in your mission, your anointing, and your assignment for God, because the friction is going to come. We see that with Paul and Silas. Literally walk into a prayer meeting, and he gives this young girl an opportunity to be removed from this evil spirit by just calling out the name of Jesus, and you're bound out of her? Like, come on. And do you see the repercussions that he received?
Now, and crazy, crazy. Look at this. This is how God is just awesome and amazing. Not only did they, well, stripes, as it is in the King James Version, but stripes is basically like the wounds and the hits and just the bloody part of being beat down. That's why it says, by his stripes I am what? Healed. So now when we look in Acts 16, we see the man in the jail, well, not in the jail, but the guard, he cleans his person who was a prisoner's wounds. That's the spirit of the Lord. And it's a spirit of thankfulness. Now, we don't hear anything else about that damsel who was delivered from the spirit of divination, but I'm going to believe that she told some people about who Jesus was. I believe that she was saved after that moment as well. I believe the same thing that happened with the men in the prison, well, the guards, that she was saved also. And I'm also going to believe, too, because of the other prisoners up in that prison with Paul and Silas, they had no choice but to believe as well. Because guess what? They stayed there. They could have bounced. They could have left, but they did it. So I'm going to assume that they were saved, and they, too, got lost up in that praise and worship, because we really don't know who was actually in that prison. We don't know who was in that prison. So let me just be real frank right now. You don't know who is all around you in your tent, in your camp, or even in bondage with you. But when you have the opportunity to praise him, to worship him, you shall see and you should expect deliverance. You should see some chains being broken. You should see some faith being lifted up, heightened, built upon. That's it, because that's what our God does. So we notice in this particular text that he is multiplying his kingdom. Multiplying. And that's why it's so critical that you think about these aftermaths in your own life, because of what felt as rough and tough at the moment. You got to think about who actually heard the prayer when I was praying, who was actually delivered after I prayed the prayer over them, who was actually healed, who was actually saved. And then just keep pushing, because they didn't want you to forget. And who showed the difference? Who was it? And when God gave me that opportunity to think today, I said, well, you know what? I got the victory in the Lord, because he was starting to literally complete a whole preview, if not a preview, but just like a movie clip of the people that I have fought in prayer for. Amen. The ones that I have felt, oh my goodness, what is, oh my gosh, like that just response from my flesh. But he showed and said, this is what you do, and this is how you do it. Glory. You do it for my what? Glory. And that's what we are being encouraged today. Paul and Silas did all that they did for whose glory? His glory. Hallelujah. They were not vain. They were not prideful, because if we would have seen a spirit of pride, if we would have saw vanity, they would have just fought back the people that were beating them up. They would have told those other greedy men, get out of my face, and they would have let that man just, all right, well, you know, kill yourself. Like, no, we don't work in that. We don't work in that. And there was a lot of people saved that day and the next day, since we had to do with midnight, So, hallelujah, I'm so thankful. I'm thankful for what God is doing for my life and doing in your life. So my takeaways are, we just got to praise and worship through the pain, y'all, point blank. Get lost in it for a while, not just in church, but wherever you are. You know, just take a second right now, because our flesh just wants to make us fall. I mean, for the okie doke, sell out. But I, too, have to remember that I am egging you to push and pass to help somebody else. Glory, hallelujah. And it's just to think on Paul and Silas' agenda was they were just going to a prayer service. So it's just like we are on our so-called merry way. We're going to Walmart, I don't know, Chick-fil-A, get something to eat. And you never know who it is that God's going to put in front of your face that needs deliverance. But I pray
that you will do your part. I pray that you will not just give up, fall in for your flesh, and even if you tense up for a hot second, because sometimes hot seconds can last a day, but that you just come back with a vengeance, that you come back harder, and that you even ask God for the opportunity. Lord, if you do it again, if you send that person again, if you give me an opportunity that looks like the same situation that I passed, that I will do the right thing. And I have done that before as well. And he is faithful. So just know this, that I will see you God. And if something doesn't come to mind, y'all better get the app on your phone or the word, get your Bible, and just say it aloud. Just say it aloud, and you're going to see them demons flee. Hallelujah. So be blessed. Thank you again for listening. I pray all is well, and I will see you next week.